new man, and the word resurrection is a bona fide concept when you can remember that we were in harmony in the garden. Man was in harmony with God. So we are in the relationship with God here and moving into this relationship now. So this would be the concept that we want to bear in mind. It isn't like we do this. We're going to come to this when we study church history. I want you to say your friend happy not. There we go. Now, here's the deal, that in dealing with the church, we don't think in terms of like a season in the calendar year. What we think about is a transforming that's going on all the time. That's why we're not a respecter of days or months or seasons in the church. There are, when we study in our series of study, when we get through with studying all of the references and things in the Bible to the communion service, what we're going to take a flow is of history in the communion service. And there are people, Christians, who say that we should celebrate this only once a year at the time of the Passover. And we'll study that development as we go along. But in the church age, there's no time season like this. What we have is a spiritual, we recognize this aspect when we entered into the plan, and then what we recognize is a spiritual transformation that is occurring inside of us. So they observed the month of the springing forth of the vegetation. Then it says, now they're going to do that. How are they going to do it? With celebrating the Passover. The Hebrew word here means to perform, means to celebrate, means to observe the Passover. And we have studied the Passover. We've studied the word so many times, passing over. It means sparing, protecting, delivering, and we studied all of those aspects of the Lord's, of the word Passover. And so we are familiar with that concept, so I won't take our time in that regard. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Now, it's used historically, the word Passover. That word can be used for a number of, and is in Scripture. Passover is used for the celebration. It's used, you can just say the Passover, referring to the Lamb himself. And so it can be used in a lot of different respects as far as the age of Israel and understanding the Jewish concept and the Jewish teaching here. Now, as far as the church is concerned, in the spiritual sense, what this does for us and symbolizes for us is the salvation won, or when we entered into the plan of God by faith in Jesus Christ. As was passing out from Egypt, ours is a salvation won, or being redeemed forever by faith in Jesus Christ. All right, verse 1. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God. Relationship. This is a relationship formed by salvation, formed by the second birth, not by the first birth. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Pow! Here is a whole list of sermons. Here's a whole list of studies. First of all, the Lord your God, we could spend time on that in regard to the spiritual warfare between God and Satan in dealing with the Lord your God, why that title is so important. The Lord your God brought you out of Egypt. Now, the word Egypt, I just spent some time and referring, looking at it like this, but here's Egypt. So, here's Egypt. Now, what does Egypt mean? Egypt, from the Hebrew, means Rahim, and this word means, it's really interesting, Mezraim, from which this word comes from, it means shut, not shut up, but shut in. Means shut in. It means restrain.